Kenora. The Jail and Bail event sponsored by the Kenora Tourism Fundraising Committee involved approximately 40 Kenora and area do-gooders, who were arrested from March 11 to 28. These prisoners were given 24 hours to raise at least $200 in bail in order to gain their freedom. There was also some added motivation, as those who exceed $500 raised were entered in a draw for a children's John Deere Gator and a large gift basket. "So we are arresting Kenora's most notorious do-gooders," said Brandy Zavislak, committee member and community development officer, which means community leaders, volunteer fire department members, people involved in council from different area municipalities, volunteers that have helped for all community groups. "These are people that are the heart and spirit of our community and are doing things behind the scenes and making our community a great place to live." Some of the prisoners consented to being hauled away in the police cruiser by RCMP Sergeant Derek Friesen to serve their jail time at the Kenora Town Office and make phone calls from there. Zavislak said the arrests were made as a way to bring some well-deserved attention to those who have spent the better part of their lives providing valuable volunteer service to Kenora and area. Among those arrested were Danny Rikoshi and Sheldon Durkach. Information on their volunteer work was provided by the town of Kenora. Danny Rikoshi is a lifelong volunteer affiliated with the Ukrainian Catholic Church and spends each day assisting senior citizens and anyone who is in need. "Danny is truly a notorious do-gooder, and we thank you, Danny, for being such an exceptional pillar in our community." Danny raised $1,065 for his bail by calling family and friends from all over the world, including Mexico, the United Kingdom, Calgary, and Yorkton. Sheldon Durkach is a prominent figure in our community and has held various positions such as volunteer firefighter, town councillor, and auxiliary officer for over 10 years. "Sheldon, we thank you for helping make our community a safe place to call home." Zavislak said the many years of volunteer service by the prisoners provides a significant benefit to the jail and bail event. "Through all the things they've done for our community, they have each built up a large network of friends and contacts who can bail them out," adding that, "those who chip in with bail money are not only helping their friends gain their freedom, they are also helping the community."